הרי אני מקשר את לימוד התורה על כל הצדיקים האמיתיים שבדורנו, וכל הצדיקים האמיתיים שוך נחל, תדעו אישים, אשר בארץ אמר בפרט, לרבנו הקדוש צדיק, עשור בלם רבנו נחרן, נחלם שמחה, כל ישראל. All right, with help from heaven, by the merit of our holy Rebbe. With the kindness of Hashem. Ribono shel Olam, protect Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael. Conquered all of the haters, all of the enemies, conquered them under us, watch over us. Throw them away, all of those enemies, kick them out, throw them to the Dead Sea. That they're gonna dip in the Dead Sea, real deep, deep, deep inside. Ribono shel Olam, protect Am Yisrael. Ribono shel Olam, we sinned, we crimed, we need to do tshuva. Ribono shel Olam, thank you, asking permission from our Rebbe, the supervisor. Ribono shel Olam, protect Am Yisrael, protect Am Yisrael. Everyone, listen carefully. Come, listen carefully. Rabbi Nachman ben Breslev is writing, and every word of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's not a history book, it's not story tales book, not children books, it's not Musar book, it's instructions for life book. Every word of Rabbeinu is instructions for life. Rabbeinu is writing it in a one way to understand way, that the only way that the one gonna fix himself, it depends in how much you learn and know the Torah. You cannot interpret it two ways. You need to know it. Rabbeinu is writing that when a man has that merit, that the wisdom of the Torah is illuminated to him, so he's got that merit. Actually, what that now we just prayed, it depends in how much we're going to learn Torah, that all of the power of the nations is coming because we're far from the Torah. All of the power that the non-Jews they have comes from the fact that we're far from the Torah. From that they take power to the 70 dark faces. We cannot put our head under the ground and hide. Every day, shooting on us, throwing stones. Every day. Now, before we entered, we heard the shootings. There was a terror attack. It's a war. We need to know. They're shooting and they're fighting, and it's all from heaven. Bo'olam wants us to observe, to look on all in faith. It's all from heaven. It becomes to be so horrible. From the time that I remember myself, it was never like that in Jerusalem. Even in that short time that we had a lot of terror attacks in Jerusalem, it wasn't like that. Now you see, it's daily. Every day. In every place you go to. We are here for... It's all from heaven. What can we say? What Hashem wants from us? So first of all, to learn the Holy Torah, like that our Rebbe is saying, in a way that you cannot explain in two ways. All of the power that the nations receive, it's from the fact that we don't know the Torah. So you should know that to know the Torah, it depends, it means to know that the Torah don't illuminate. And every one of us have to have that merit that he's going to live in heaven in this world, that he's going to go out from his bad attributes. What is the darkness? It's the man that got bad attributes. When he's not happy, a man should come to be happy, to be glued to Hashem. It all depends in learning Torah. Our Rebbe is writing in a very clear way, if a man learns and he doesn't understand, not that he's not able to understand, just he's not putting the effort to understand. So Rabbeinu is saying dedicating the class to the health of the wounded people in heart condition. Ribbono shel Olam, have mercy on the wounded people, conquer the Arabim, put fear on them, kick them out, push them out. It's so hard. It needs to strengthen ourselves. Rabbeinu is writing everyone that accepts on himself the yoke of heaven, they remove from him the yoke of this world, suffering. And it means to understand the wisdoms of the Torah, that the illuminating face are illuminating to you, and your face starts to illuminate, and they're removing all of the suffering of this world from you, canceling from him all lusts and desires and sufferings of this world. Because everything that a man achieved in his wisdom, it calls illuminating face. And what that a person is not achieving, it calls dark face, that is not aware to it. And when the man got that merit to look at the wisdom of the Torah that he achieved the wisdom of the Torah, it's an aspect of illuminating face, and by that he conquered the bad attributes of the nations, and they're surrendering to him. Need to strengthen that issue of Sha'ah, 1 hour, Bodedut on Am Yisrael. You see, when there is no structure to it, people are not doing it. Need to set a bus that people are going to join with their cars to go to the field weekly. Am Yisrael, it's a nation. We're all one unit. The book and the sword, one attached to the other. This is why we need to give our share, that it's the book, that it's to learn Torah, to understand the Torah. Not to finish it with learning a little bit here, a little bit there. Everyone should have that merit to know the Torah. And also that topic of prayer. Rabbeinu is writing in Torah 48. Rabbeinu is writing in Torah 48 that all of the power of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is only by the merit of praying with power. Rabbeinu is writing like that. That prayer with powers, the power that the person put inside of his prayers, it wakes up the power of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reveals the miracles, power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal it to his nation. A man is praying with all of his powers, awake and with the right intention. This is what it means in power, that you have the intention, the heart, with the voice, with all of your heart. Rabbeinu is writing by that you wake the ability to, for people to see that Hashem is running the show, that Hashem is doing everything. And the nations cannot argue anymore. They all see that Hashem is leading his nation. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is leading us is waking up between all of the nations to see it. It's written in a very clear way. And there is that, and they cannot complain anymore and to ask, what are you doing here? Why are you sitting here? A man that serves Hashem needs to serve Hashem in all aspects. Learning Torah, praying, hitbodedu, distribution. Have to be a soldier. I'm going to read to you from inside. That words that are not holy words, and we're talking here on the prayer, that the man is praying with no heart. It means that he lies in his prayer. Hashem, please help me. Hashem, do this, do that. He's saying words. He's a liar. He's lying. He's lying in his prayer. Those are not holy words. By the way, saying words. Saying words. So what it's caused? That their mouths, the aspect of their mouths is talking empty things of lie, wakes up. If you talk holy words, so you have that married, that Hashem hugs you with his right hand and Hashem protects us. But if people are praying with no heart, with no intention, so the aspect of mouth that speaks empty words and lies wakes up, that is the hug of the other side of the Sitra Achra. And the languages of the non-Jews are waking up, so the Shekhinah, she is fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, become to be a separation, Chas V'Shalom. Fear, horrible fear. Pray Shachrit just like that, Mincha just like that, lying in the prayers. Like the Mishnah Berurah is saying, if a man he doesn't love Hashem when he says Ve'ahavta, he's lying to Hashem. If you are saying that you have tefillin on your arm and you don't have them, so you're lying. You need to live what that you're writing, what that you're saying, what that's written. And if not, there is a fight. The Shekhinah, she's fighting on her children that they are in the exile. But if the fact that Hashem is leading his nation illuminates, So that fight becomes to be a Rebbe. And the main power of Eretz Israel is by that, that Hashem revealed His power, His actions, that He gave us Eretz Israel. The first Rashi on the Torah is saying to us that all of the issues in the creation depends in that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Am Israel, tell the nation that I inherit the land to them. And Rabbeinu is revealing to us, if we're going to pray with heart, with intention, everyone, all of the nations are going to know that Hashem, He is God, He is the Creator, He decides. Eretz Israel belongs to Eretz Israel, to Am Israel. All of the nations are going to know that. But if you don't pray with intention, the non-Jews, what they're doing? Why they're sitting here making troubles for us? Why? The main way to buy Eretz Israel is by revealing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the actions, all belongs to Him. And when that power been defected, so the nations, they have power and they overpower with their lies, and there is a fight. From Rebbe becomes Rebbe, from a Rebbe, a teacher, becomes to be separation between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shlinta. There is a fight. There becomes to be a separation, and horrible judgments are coming by that. And then there is a fight on her children, that she's fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by the prayer with powers, you cancel that. It's written, well explained. All of those troubles because people are not praying with powers, with intention. Put all of your powers into the words. This is what is called a slave of Hashem. Learns good, pray good. If you just learn good, so you just have lust. You have a desire. It doesn't mean you have Yirat Shamayim. You just have a desire. You have a desire to learn. The biggest desire of them all is to learn Torah. It's the biggest desire from all of the other desires. After 120 years, they're going to show you that you had a desire. Another desire to learn Torah. It's a desire. It doesn't call Torah at all. Torah is when it's time of prayer, he's praying with all of his heart. With all of his powers, he's putting them into the prayer. What does Hashem illuminate in my heart? So the main way to learn, to understand the Torah is that you're going to reach faith. You know Torah and you know how to teach Torah, and you don't know that Hashem is in the world. You don't know that Hashem is only good. So which knowledge you achieved from the Torah? That it doesn't brought you to know Hashem. So what do you know? Only the letters of the Torah? And you haven't entered inside to the Torah. The Torah in Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. You haven't connected yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You haven't connected yourself to the Torah. You're not connected to the Torah. You're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the effort is that we're teaching you faith to pray with powers. A slave that serves Hashem needs to serve Hashem, not just to be. He needs to be a slave of Hashem, to learn Torah with powers, to know the Torah by heart. The every detail is going to be clear to him, and he's praying with all of his powers. Praying on Am Israel, distributing the light to Am Israel, believe in Hashem. We believe in complete faith in what Rav Natan said. If we're going to say thank you, all of the troubles are going to be cancelled. As much as we're going to say thank you, more and more, we're going to cancel all of the troubles. Rabbi Elazar opened his mouth and said, Hashem, my God, you are my God. I'm going to thank you because you made wonders. Advice from long distance you brought, faith. And he's explaining here, Matok, Midrash, this verse is praising the one that works.
And he said,
how much people have to observe and to try to see the honor, the greatness of Hashem, and to praise Him with good words to praise Hashem. And everyone that realizes that needs to praise his master. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to fulfill his will, complete his will. As much as you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to keep your will. And everything that you're going to ask, he's going to receive. Everything that you're going to want, Hashem going to give him, going to make his will happen. And what else? What's more? That he is causing to increase the blessings above and below. A man that knows to praise his master and to put his name on top of everything. He is loved in heaven and he is loved in this world. Is nice here in this world and loved in the world to come. And also people respect him. A man that is respecting Hashem, people gonna like him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is praising him. Kadosh Baruch Hu is praising him in heaven on that person. It's written. This is Am Israel that I'm praising them, praising on them, proud of them. Like that you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praising you. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to praise himself with Am Israel, we need to thank Hashem. We need to increase the thanks to praise him on this and on that, and to know that it's all for the good, and you are only good, and you're doing good, and you're so good, and praising you, Hashem. Hold in faith. Wish that we all gonna have that merit. To pray on Am Israel. What we gonna do about that? We're gonna sit now with the supervisor to see how to do that, and also with the class of Rabbi Yehoshua Cohen. You cannot say thank you on troubles that people have in Am Israel. On things that are coming to wake you up, on that you need to say thank you. You're not saying thank you on the trouble. If you woke up on that, so say thank you on the fact that you woke up, but not on the troubles themselves. You're not going to say thank you on the suffering of people. I woke up, but my heart is crying on one hair that moves on the head of a Jew. I see on the private supervision what the Hashem is supervising on the world. And we're asking him to wake us up with no hittings, no fights. We're not saying thank you on the troubles of people suffering, on the sorrow of Am Israel. It hurts to us. Also physically and also spiritually. But the main thing is that we're going to say thank you on our own issues and even troubles, and to pray a lot on Am Israel. Needs to pray on Am Israel. I don't know, we need to make it set. Not all of them will have to do it in one day. We can divide it. The groups are going to do 1 hour in Am Israel. Doing 1 hour in Am Israel. Not just like that. Doing 1 hour, everyone are doing. And what we ask? We ask that Am Israel is going to do tshuva. That the salvation, the redemption is going to come with mercy, with no suffering, with not a lot of sorrow to Am Israel. And also we can pray that we're going to be good messengers. Everyone should pray on it. How Rabbi David Sagbenu said, Rabbenu said, I finished. I'm going to bring the salvation, but I need to pray that he's going to finish through me, that I'm going to be a messenger of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the salvation. The question is how? With suffering or with smiles? As much as we're going to distribute those booklets and the books, people are going to say thank you, stop to whine. The reason that we're suffering in the exile is because of the whining. As much as we're going to distribute the light of faith, of thanks and praises, the reason of the exile is going to be cancelled. I asked, what? Because the Am Yisrael sinned and they cried, they need to suffer? Until today, it's not logic at all. I'm sorry. They sinned and they cried, hit them. Take a stick and beat them. I need to suffer because they cried. So I explained. If we're going to stop whining, no one's going to hit us anymore. But if we're holding the acts of our fathers and keep on whining, so it wakes up the first cry that they were whining. And the new one is continuing the old one. But if we're going to stop it, it's also going to stop. This is how I explained it. We need to dedicate time to distribute those notebooks, those booklets. I was in Be'er Sheva, a certain guy came to me, told me that he went through a very hard test. He was on the way to damage himself, to kill himself. From heaven they had mercy on him and they gave him the book Garden of Faith. He said, without that book I wasn't here to talk to you now. Another story and another story with him. That light of faith, the light of faith, that light of faith that is penetrated in all of the books. It's written in all of the books. It's saving lives. You just save lives. And if you save one soul of Amisrael, that one that you gave him that book, you don't know what's going to be. You don't know where you're going to take that book. Save the Jew, you save the Jew, and you're going to get married, and you're going to have a holy family, and you're going to distribute more books and more books. There is no end to it. This is why we have to be good soldiers. To be good soldiers, also in learning Torah, also in prayers with intention and heart, and also in the Bodedut on Am Yisrael, and also in distribution. We wish that we're going to be good soldiers. Amen.